This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But right now, we got to bring in Darren Eales, who's president of Atlanta United. And Darren, not the most opportune time for you to be joining the show with all this bad news, but we'd love to hear from what you have, because we do have some good news in regards to Atlanta United with the schedule.
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Yeah, it's a funny old year, isn't it, when I'm the comic relief with Atlanta United, the season we've had compared to the college football news. Yeah, look, it's a real shame. I know what a hotbed it is for college football around here, and so many people, myself included, want to see it. But look, every conference has got to make its decision based on the facts before them. And talking at Major League Soccer, I think we did a great job with the bubble, the finals tonight. I think hats off to the league for the organization. I think it's been something like 40 days now without a positive test, so that's really worked. But now we've got the next step, which is to play back in local markets. And we're excited to be back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on the week on Saturday 22nd against Nashville, and we'll kick off what is now part three of our season of many parts.
Yeah, man, we were talking about Stephen Glass, and we'll get to see what the Scotsman can do with this team. What are we expecting? What have the guys been doing as far as training up in Marietta, Darren? Are we trying to get back to a more open flowing style? How would you describe it?
Yeah, so we've had, it's been a good chance because of that break since we got back from Orlando before the national game that's coming up, to have a bit of time for Stephen and the coaching staff to work with the players. It's been encouraging to see the level of, energy around the squad. We've had a couple of new faces, as Kivo Torres and Jürgen Damm joining the team. So, a bit of sort of fresh blood in amongst the squad. They've been working hard on, the pressing, the sort of just trying to get that on the front foot. So being more attacking, more aggressive, back to the sort of Atlanta United that, we come to know from the team. I think that's the focus, to have that energy to get out there and to put our front foot forwards and go for it.
I like saying Jürgen Damm! That's how we like to say his name. It's Darren Eales here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hopefully, Damn can have some impact on the squad. Darren, everybody's wondering, obviously, will we know in three matches, will we know in five matches about fans? Do you just think that this is not a possibility as the season has moved away, as it's gone, and now we're seeing this with college football? Do you just think that that's possibly not going to happen this year with Atlanta United and the fan base being at matches?
I mean, it's a good question, Kyle. It's really difficult, as we've seen, the whole way through this 6 months, that it's difficult to make any predictions. We took the view for the three games that we have. They're quite close together, as we play on the Saturday 22nd, and then the following Saturday we have Orlando, and then that Wednesday we have Inter. So it's three home games in 10 days, and our top priority for the stadium, these will be the first events there for a long time, was to make sure that we can host it safely for the players and for all the staff. So we have to have there's approximately 200 staff that we're allowed to help run that game, a bit like they've done if you've watched any of the behind closed doors sort of Premier League or Bundesliga games. Right. So the approach we wanted to take was to make sure that we could sort of make it safe, get that ability to refine the health and safety protocols for those events. And then we're going to wait to see what the second part of the schedule is. So, we're still looking at the possibility that we can host fans, but for us, that first three, just wasn't the right decision for us.
It is Darren Eales with this guy's president of Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline, and we'll get back on the conversation about Big Ten pulling the plug on the college football season this year. Darren, a lot of new faces. I mean, aside from the Joseph injury, this is a very different team than when Carl and I saw up in Nashville and in the home opener. Is everybody's paperwork done? Everybody's ready to go for this third part of the season?
Yeah, so it's been trickier than usual, as you can imagine, even getting players into the country. But, as far as Jürgen and Kubo Torres are concerned, we've got them in the country. They're now training with the team. So, we're in a good place in terms of getting them integrated into the squad. Jürgen's someone who hasn't played for a long time. So, he's going to need some time to get back, but he's in amongst it. And, that's exciting for us that we've got that wider squad now to select from.
Darren Eales, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I will say this. I did get a little bit excited when you guys sent out the schedule, at least the restart, because I was looking at it. I'm like, okay, Nashville, it seems like we were just up there, although it's been a few months. And then you get to see Miami and then Orlando, which we don't like. And I kind of like this restart. I mean, did you have any say whatsoever as to how this thing would go, or this was all the league dictating this?
Yeah, it was the league dictating it, and the sort of method to the way they've done the schedule for this first part is, it had to be close matches, so games that you can go to on the same day. So, the biggest risk is the traveling and the overnights. So the schedule was composed so that it basically kept it to day travel and less than sort of an hour and a half flight. But it has had that interesting concept for us because, as you say, like Nashville's great because there are new local rivals. We get to play them twice more now. Into Miami, we go to play at their new stadium on the 26th of August. That'll be the second match that Miami's hosted, and of course, Orlando is the team that we love to play against anyway. So I think it's a fun six games. It's a nice little sort of taster back into the season, and they're all games that are local rivals, so that makes it extra special.
Yeah, no one would have guessed Orlando was going to be in this finals for this back-to-soccer tournament. MLS is back. But I guess, rising tide raises all ships as much as we don't like Orlando. I mean, it's good to see them guys being a little more competitive, I suppose.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's great for them. They've got a fantastic fan base. And if you think about it, it's five seasons. They've yet to play a playoff game. So, they're a fan base that deserves success because they've been waiting a long time. And I think, look, from a tournament perspective, no one would have predicted these two teams in the final, but I think that just shows you how, it was an unusual tournament. It was strange circumstances, and I think credit to the two teams that have made the final. They've adapted well to it, and, Orlando has been playing well getting to that final. It's going to be an interesting game tonight because whoever loses it, it really is, the worst position in sport because the winner obviously gets a Champions League game. The loser just got to spend an extra, 2 weeks in the bubble for nothing. So it'll be interesting to see how the game goes.
Darren, in covering sports in all my years, you talk to coaches, managers, and they'll tell you, hey, team looks ready to play, or, guys look really good. And they have a real indication of what their team or how their team's going to respond. Since coming out of the bubble, how do you think our team's training sessions have gone, and how do you feel about this restart now that we know what the schedule is going to be? Just your general feeling about where the team is.
Yeah, look, I mean, I feel excited. I'm sort of optimistic by nature anyway, but I think that, we talked about the chat that we had as a group, everyone together on that Monday after we parted ways with Frank, and I think, you've seen it in the training sessions, the players responding, and, I've said this before, we all know collectively this is something where we all need to step up, and, I think it was good for us in that we've had that time to now work together as a squad before we get to Nashville. Also, it's been one of those crazy years where the focus when you're not playing in the bubble has been quite negative, and I think the players are excited to prove some of those doubters and naysayers wrong, that they are a good squad of players and they can get out there and play exciting football that we've come to associate with Atlanta United. So, I've got no doubt that come that game against Nashville, it's going to be weird, obviously, playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium with no fans, but they're going to be going out there putting in a performance that is something that the fans can be proud of.
Right. We didn't score any goals. We talked about that before you came on. That's what we want to see, just, back to our brand, what we consider our brand of soccer. Because, again, I'm not, by the way, don't get this twisted, Darren, I'm not trying to compare you guys to Sunderland, but sometimes it seems like when you can't score goals, it just goes on and on and on.
And look, as well, Mike, it's because, crazily, I mean, you have to pinch yourself sometimes. We are only five games into our regular season.
Right.
We are actually, because we won those two games at the start of the season, firmly in the playoff picture. But because it's been, so long without matches because you were in that sort of goldfish bowl of a bubble, it magnified it and it's made everybody even more frustrated. So, you know, that's why we can't wait to get back out there a week on Saturday because, you know, enough talk. Let's get out there and put on a show.
Well, as always, we appreciate you stopping by under the circumstances of the day. And again, no doing of your own. It's just the news cycle and what it is. And Darren, you said it. You love college football. You know how our country does. And to hear one of the Power Fives is not going to be doing that in the fall is very frustrating as the Big Ten postpones fall football season. Darren, thanks so much. We're excited about the restart. We'll get more into maybe a little strategy next week as we get going here on the 22nd.
Sounds good. Cheers, guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.